Beto O'Rourke, "There will be a reckoning on November 8th. Our children's lives depend on it." By Pam Kee on May 26, 2022. Texas Democratic candidate for Governor Beto O'Rourke said Thursday on MSNBC Prime that he believes there will be a reckoning led by voters reacting to mass shootings in the upcoming midterm elections in November. O'Rourke said, "The choice is to vote for people who reflect and represent your values. What I'm trying to say is that too often, we dismiss folks to others who belong to the other political party. We say all Republicans are this or that or all Democrats are this and that. I'm just saying that the majority of us in Texas, which includes Republicans and Democrats, want the right thing. Their values are unreflected by those in power who continue to ignore this kind of slaughter we are seeing in our schools. And, yes, it so happens that Democrats right now who are on the ballot are for common sense gun laws. Democrats are for women's right to choose. Democrats are for a state that is big enough for all of us regardless of who you love or how you love. Democrats are for what I think allows this state to fulfill its promise and its potential." He continued, "When they meet with the parents of a 10-year-old girl who was shot and killed 2 days ago, as I did, and they will tell you, that girl will never will live to her potential promises. She was the most happy girl, the most talented girl, and she will never get there. You have to vote like our lives depend on it because clearly, the lives of these kids depend on it. I just need to make that case to the people of Texas. To make they understand, there is an option right now to do something better." O'Rourke added, "There will be a reckoning, and an accounting on the 8th of November of this year. I just want to make sure every Texan had the opportunity to make the choice. I'm asking the people who are working on this campaign meet their fellow Texans, without regard for party affiliation or past voting history or anything else, to make sure people have the chance to do the right thing." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.